The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that thou hast made and dost forgive the sins of all those who are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord, your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day, they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but do you not see? Why humble ourselves, but do you not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bounds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, Then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the branch, of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Let us respond by half verse. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thy sin?
And healeth all thine infirmities.
Who saveth thy life from destruction?
And crowneth thee with mercy and loving kindness.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things?
Making thee young and lusty as an eagle.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment
for all them that are oppressed with wrong.
He showed his ways unto Moses,
his works unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is full of compassion and mercy,
long-suffering and of great goodness.
He will not always be chiding,
neither keepeth he his anger forever.
He hath not dwelt with us after our sins,
nor rewarded us according to our wickednesses.
For look how high the heaven is in comparison of the earth.
So great is his mercy also toward them that fear him.
Look how wide also the east is from the west.
So far hath he set our sins from us.
Yea, like as a father pitieth his own children,
even so is the Lord merciful unto them that fear him.
For he knoweth whereof we are made.
He remembereth that we are but dust.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacles in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors, and yet we are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive. As punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 103, verses 15 through 22. Let us say them by half verse. The days of man are but as grass.
For he flourisheth as a flower of the field.
For as soon as the wind goeth over it, it is gone.
And the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the merciful goodness of the Lord endureth forever and ever upon them that fear him.
And his righteousness upon children's children.
Even upon such as keep his covenant.
And think upon his commandments to do them.
The Lord hath prepared his seat in heaven.
And his kingdom ruleth over all.
O praise the Lord, ye angels of his, ye that excel in strength.
Ye that fulfill his commandment and hearken unto the voice of his word.
O praise the Lord, all ye his hosts.
Ye servants of his that do his pleasure.
O speak good of the Lord, all ye works of his, in all places of his dominion.
Praise thou the Lord, O my soul.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Thank you, Kranz, for that. I'm so glad we got to sing, especially those closing two verses together. I really love that hymn. We rarely sing it, and I'm grateful for it. God is not fooled by our narcissistic and self-serving nature, even if we are. I had to open with those two sentences because they were a gift to me. That is, they came to me unbidden. When I looked over today's readings for the second or third time, my eyes lit on a line from Isaiah. God is speaking through the prophet. That's what prophets do, open themselves for God to speak through them. And God says, look, you serve your own interest on your fast day. So God's not fooled by us and our actions, even when we are. This is all about what's in our hearts, and God alone can see that. I was in a non-church Zoom meeting early this morning. One of the other participants, an Episcopalian by chance, had been to a pre-dawn Ash Wednesday service in Austin and had this to say. You know, there's something about those words, Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That I find really comforting, especially when I'm running from one task to another and feeling that I'm in charge and am responsible for seeing to it that everything gets done properly. It effectually stopped me in my tracks and brought home to me a simple, powerful truth. It's that picture in Genesis that describes us, each one of us. God kneels by the river flowing through Eden and molds a human being out of mud, primal, earthly elements of dust and water. That's the common stuff of which we're made, put together in a hyper-complex, miraculous way. But stuff all the same. Stuff that will return to its common, non-structured state after we die. We're just not as big a deal as we sometimes think we are. And God knows that. God is not fooled. And God loves us still. Though it's not the theme for today, God knows the opposite of that as well. To clarify, when we think we're nothing at all, when everything seems to lose color and taste and meaning, we're still the product of, told that we're the crown of, God's loving creation. God has created us and imbued us with God's own divine spirit. That last bit about feeling like nothing, non-Ash Wednesday sounding as it is, I must acknowledge because I've just been through one of those periods of gray emptiness and dearth of meaning. I can no better describe my descent into that than I can my recent sudden emergence from it. I can say only that it feels like a kind of death and rebirth, something entirely beyond my control, certainly my willpower, something from God, the only way I can explain it. It wasn't my first experience of that sort, not by a long shot, and I'm certain it won't be my last. Somehow the essence of that experience is reflected in those words. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. God is not fooled when we do anything to impress others or try to elevate ourselves by our actions, whether it's wearing ashes on our foreheads or conversely, driving a luxury car, living in an opulent home. There's nothing wrong with doing any of those things. It's the inner secret, the secret God alone knows, what is in our heart as we go about doing those things that we reflect upon in this day. To take a slightly different task, God loves a cheerful giver. It's not about plastering a smile on our faces when we give to some charity, even to the church. It's about God's grace within us when our charitable and kind actions flow freely and naturally out of hearts filled with gratitude, pure joy. Well, to try to corral these disparate thoughts that seem to want to charge off in every different direction at once, I will reiterate. God is not fooled by our clumsy attempts at false piety. We are all commonplace and extraordinary. Our lives take us through valleys and hills, deserts and springs, depression and liveliness, dark and light. We have mixed and variable and mercurial emotions and motives. And God loves us through all of it, even when, maybe especially when, we're confused about our own thoughts, feelings, and motives. God has compassion for us because God in Christ knows what it is to walk this human path. God knows us both as creator and fellow creature. God knows that we are dust, brought into being in this amazing human drama. Brought into being, I might say, by means more complex and miraculous than making mud dolls by the side of the river. God knows that we are stuff of mundane elements and indefinable spirit. God loves us through all of that and beyond, beyond the whole dust business. And we need to remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance. And as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now stop and pause before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that our reflections this evening may be to us a reminder of our mortality and penitence. Grant that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Let us now say Psalm 51, respond by half verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness.
I think there's a pause.
Go ahead.
She's muted.
According to the multitude of thy mercies, do away mine offenses.
Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my faults.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
That thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and clear when thou shalt judge.
Behold, I was shapen in wickedness,
and in sin hath my mother conceived me.
But lo, thou requirest truth in the inward parts,
and shalt make me to understand wisdom secretly.
Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Thou shalt make me hear of joy and gladness,
that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Turn thy face from my sins,
and put out all my misdeeds.
Make a clean heart, make me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
O give me the comfort of thy help again,
and establish me with thy free spirit.
Then shall I teach thy ways unto the wicked,
and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, that thou art the God of my health,
and my tongue shall sing of thy righteousness.
Thou shalt open my lips, O Lord,
and my mouth shall show thy praise.
For thou desirest no sacrifice, else would I give it to thee.
But thou delightest not in burnt offerings.
The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, shalt thou not despise.
O be favorable and gracious unto Zion.
Build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of the righteousness, with the burnt offerings and oblations.
Then shall they offer young bullocks upon thine altar.
Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
We confess to you, Lord,
our self-indulgent appetites and ways and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord,
our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord,
our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord,
our negligence in prayer and worship and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord,
accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord,
for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord,
for our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Favorably hear us, for your mercy is great.
Accomplish in us the work of your salvation,
that we may show forth your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints into the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may return from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him, which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with thy wisdom those who take counsel for the nations, especially in Kuwait, all the nations of the earth, that in tranquility thy dominion may increase until the earth is filled with knowledge of thy love through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, please unmute yourselves for a more seemly than usual exchange of the peace, remembering what this day is, but still responding to each other. Mm-hmm. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with thy spirit.
I'll remind you of two things, that during Lent, there's not a blessing at the end of the liturgy, but rather a solemn prayer, which I will read in just a moment, pray in just a moment. And after the dismissal today, this liturgy is designed especially as soon as you've given your response to the dismissal, that's the end of the liturgy, and I'll close the service and the meeting immediately after that. So the equivalent of our leaving in silence, which we would do if we were in church together this night. So, grant, most merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.